A recent study has found women in regional Australia are three times more likely to experience family violence than women in the city. But it can be very difficult for women outside of cities to access legal help when they need it. Now, a group of lawyers in Melbourne is using the teleconferencing system Skype to get women in regional Victoria the help they need. Margaret Paul has this report from Geelong.
Sarah's story starts like too many other women. We've changed her name for legal reasons.
Okay, so I dated a man and was assaulted by him twice.
That was late last year. Then she says he started manipulating her through the court system.
He went and put orders on my friends and family and then withdrew them at the last minute because he had no evidence. So, yeah, it was pretty traumatic.
Sarah got help from a legal aid lawyer in Geelong, but she felt he didn't really listen to her. Through a local women's service, she was put on to a specialist women's family violence lawyer in Melbourne via Skype.
She was caring and gave me lots of information and choices, whereas my male lawyer that I was seeing was just kind of wanted to get rid of me, basically. But she was helpful. So
what do you think the difference is speaking to her over Skype as opposed to just over the phone?
It's more personal. Yeah, being able to see her face and eyes.
Sarah is one of more than 340 women who've used the teleconferencing service in the past year. Helen Matthews is the principal lawyer with the Victorian Women's Legal Service in Melbourne. She says women have used the service to get legal help from all over the state, and in the case of one woman, even from a hospital bed.
I mean, that's a really important time if somebody's in hospital, because generally that means they're not able to be caring for their own particular children, or they're not able to be looking out for their own particular possessions. So it's a great flexibility.
Helen Matthews says getting legal advice face-to-face over the internet means women in dangerous situations can get help sooner, and that can make a real difference, for example, when applying for an intervention order.
If they can obtain that order early, then it may well be that it's the violent person who's excluded, say, from the family home, rather than the women having to flee the family home to seek accommodation in refuge.
The LinkUp service costs about $130,000 a year and is funded through Victorian Legal Aid and the Legal Services Board. Helen Matthews says she'd love to secure ongoing funding, but both women agree the service doesn't replace face-to-face legal help. Sarah says there needs to be more of that in Geelong.
Definitely. Yep, there needs to be a female lawyer here to help women, definitely.
Helen Matthews says connectivity can be an issue in some parts of regional Victoria, but it's always worth a shot.
Sometimes you just continue with that by telephone. It's just having made that connection, the person having the confidence that you are not in a call centre with a whole lot of other people somewhere trying to reach targets, but you are actually sitting in an office making sure that you're giving them your full attention. I think that gives them some confidence, even if the Skype connection drops out from time to time.
That's Helen Matthews from the Victorian Women's Legal Service, ending that report from Margaret Paul.